Gavin, welcome. Good morning, Doctor. And more and more close to the old Christmas and all the rest of it. Mm. What are you waving at me now? You're waving your tea towel at me. What's wrong with it? What have you got? You've tea towels now, have you?
I do. That's I have the whole range, you know.
Hi, give us a look at them.
Yeah, they're lovely, Marty.
Oh, they're different ones.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're ones for the drying glasses and ones for not drying glasses.
Well, they're ones for doing pots, pans, plates, whatever you need. You know, they're very practical. So it's part of the cookery collection.
Good man yourself.
Lovely service.
So what are we doing today now that we have our tea towel ready?
We're talking party food.
Are we?
So if you're entertaining, or two of these recipes could be lovely. Say now Christmas Day, you don't want to do a big starter. This could be lovely for little nibbles before the main event, which we'll talk about very, very shortly.
That's a nice idea.
So I think it's nice. So this is party food, small little bites. So one of my favourite ingredients is sticky cocktail sausages.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
I love them. So what I do...
They're addictive though now.
Oh, they are. You can't stop eating.
Oh, I've had a number of launches of your books over the years. As you know, and I find myself, because you're talking, you can't have a drink because you have to say something about the guest of honour, who be you. So you can't have a drink. Your tummy doesn't allow you to have the dinner. So you're talking into these yolks.
I know.
And they just...
So tasty.
Yeah.
I love them.
So anyway, where we go?
Try and get
good that together,
quality cocktail sausages that have a good...
do you call a good quality cocktail sausage?
Once it is over 80%, 85% Irish pork. That's really important. So... Simply Better collection, they have really good. There's no MSG, by the way, which is a flavour enhancer in their sausages, and they're made from Malin Foods, and they're based in Monaghan. They're excellent.
Oh, Malin, I know that.
Yeah, they're very good.
I do see that sausage.
So what we do, we preheat the oven to 200. What you're going to do is mix up 2 tablespoons of hoisin or plum sauce,
right?
2 teaspoonfuls of dark soy sauce, 2 teaspoonfuls, of runny honey, so that's nice and sweet, and then 1 teaspoonful of whole grain mustard. That's optional. Not everyone likes mustard, but I think it works with this. To give it a lovely texture is 1 tablespoon of sesame seeds, and that's the white sesame seeds. So you mix that all up in a bowl. You preheat your oven. You obviously, you know, cut your cocktail sausages just that they're all individual, if you know what I mean.
Surely.
Put them in a non-stick tray lined with parchment paper, and then what you do is you bake this off in the oven for 15 minutes, and then what you do is turn it down, sprinkle it with the sesame seeds and give it another 10 minutes. So between everything, about 20-25 minutes. Now you can do them in the pan. So if you're quick and you're under a wee bit of pressure, pan fry the sausages until they're lightly brown. Throw on this, pour on this lovely glaze, and then you can actually cook them in the pan, and they work beautiful. I've done them that way too.
Yeah.
And my family love them. And you can jazz it up, you can put sweet chili sauce into that, you can put a little bit of splash of balsamic vinegar, because when you taste that, it might be too sweet, so don't have it too sweet.
Sure.
Yeah, a little bit of lemon or even orange juice works really well in that.
That's nice, I like that.
They're so tasty. So, are you happy with that?
Yeah, I like that very much. Now, that's and that would do the amount you're talking about here today, but you're saying about 20, is that what you're saying? Well, that's me sorted.
It might
what about
do
everybody
you,
else?
Good man.
20?
I love it, yeah. 20 cocktail sausages, so what, you need an average? 4, 5, 6?
But the cocktail sausages are very small.
I know they are. Okay, yeah. We need a dozen each, wouldn't we?
I think you would, yeah.
We would. Okay, so 10 each, we'll split it.
Okay, so that's 10 each.
Okay, so we have another wee recipe for you.
Oh, right.
And it's baby jam cups with mango and prawns.
Ooh.
So these are just prawns that are...
Canapé central
that are
here.
Cooked. Yeah, well, it's party food.
Yes,
and this is a nice, very, very simple recipe. So you get a ripe mango, you peel it.
Look for
mango in the supermarket vegetable shop that says "Eat me, I'm ripe."
Can you get them all the time?
Yeah, you can. All year round. Yeah, you can. You certainly can. So you cut that into small little dice. You peel it. There's a big stone in the mango, so there's a little bit of work, but it's not too difficult. Put the juice of a lime into it. Put some olive oil into it, and then this is dead easy. Baby jam salad is like that crunchy cos, you know, like in Caesar salad.
Yes.
The large one is called romaine. The baby one is called baby jam, and it's lovely and crunchy. Can be grown outside Dublin in Lusk, not far from
yourself. Okay. Yeah.
So it's really, really nice. So wash the salad, cut them into individual little leaves, and then what you do, it's as easy as this, you spoon on, I have prawns, so they're cooked. You can get them in the supermarket, your fishmonger, they're already cooked, they're not raw. So you put one prawn on each little salad leaf, a little bit of mango and lime, and a wee touch of olive oil. You've all that mixed through. Top that with coriander, and away you go. Very quick, delicious.
Cooked, and these are cooked prawns.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can buy them already cooked.
Yeah.
I mean, I could give you a recipe for peeling prawns and pan frying them. You're too busy at Christmas for that.
Yeah. So, and you can get these pretty much everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's a lovely company in Cork called Cohan's, and they would do a lot of the shellfish and seafood for the Simply Better collection. Also Shellfish Ireland, they're based in Castletownbere. So just try and pick a really nice prawn that you like, and you'll see them in the shops. They'll be be no problem.
And it's a lovely, as you say, party food. It's gorgeous, yeah.
And the key is to have the prawns at room temperature, not cold from the fridge. You can warm them up, you can gently pan fry them, but I like the idea of having the lovely, soft, delicious mango and that really nice texture.
No, it's really different. Just a reminder, lads, it's Baby Gem cups of prawns and mango and sticky cocktail sausages with sesame seeds.
Yes.
And you'll find the recipes if you haven't been able to take them down here on our usual page.
That's now enjoy your tea towel.
I will enjoy my tea towel. Well, it'll be handy when with the sticky cocktail sausages.
Oh, it'll go down well.
As I go.
Good man.
And I can dry the glasses afterwards as well, the glass of milk that I'd be having with it.
Of course, I love that.
So they're on the webpage, March in the Morning. Well, you find RT Lyric FM, and there they'll be. God bless you, my friend. And
thank you.
And
great
well
to see
done.
You.
And great to see the tea towels as well.
Yeah, I know.
I like to see you bringing gifts. Now, it's your specialty Christmas.
Is that a wink or a nudge? Bring something every week.
No.
As if I was a cup of coffee, the poor man.
As if I would. And very nice coffee it is. Where'd you get that?
Listen,
it's
just
lovely.
Up the road. It's lovely.
Indeed,
so it is.
It.
Good man.
All righty. Keep the faith, Nevin.
See you next week.
Safe home, my friend.
Bye-bye.
You sticky cocktail sausage man you are.
Coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time.